To you by MHS Lift. Good news is Phillies won't need the fifth, will only need the fifth starter one more time this regular season. Taijuan Walker gave up 3 home runs in 3 1/3 innings, 4 overall, as the Phillies lost to the Mets 10-6, still yet to clinch that playoff spot. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson popping up on the Eagles' injury report with a foot issue, though the Inquirer's Jeff McClain says it is not thought to be a major concern. Shohei Ohtani, the first ever to record 50 home runs and 50 steals in a season as the Dodgers blasted the Marlins 20-4. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. Mostly sunny, high 83. It's currently 68. Listen to every Eagles game on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
From Borgata on a Friday morning, Football Friday, getting ready for the Eagles and Saints. Hello, Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, Devin, Rhea, Seltzer, great to be with you. So we're going to get to Kelsey shortly and what he said yesterday about the Sixers in the arena situation. Also, I want to give everyone a chance to win Phillies tickets, but before we do that, James, can you please, because, you know, it's funny, you know, sports updates, we only have, you know, so much time. And what do they call that, Rhea? Music bed? The music bed
yes.
is moving. So.
I don't know if you notice, I always have my timer running.
I did not, but yeah. That's impressive. No, they're very succinct and great, obviously. And so, you know, it's funny because, you know, you would think Shohei Ohtani creating the 50-50 club last night would be the lead with Shohei. I don't know that it is. James, can you, for everyone listening, describe the magnitude of what Shohei Ohtani in total accomplished last night?
Yeah, I mean, he arguably had the greatest game a hitter's ever had last night. It's in the discussion. You know, yeah. We remember Mark Whitten, 4 homers, 12 RBI.
Yeah.
So also 51-51 club. Let's right. give him his credit. Yeah, he has right. now established a 51
on his way to 60-60 yeah. in the final nine.
So just some wild stats from last night. Shohei Ohtani became the first player since 1901, so that's, you know, the modern era, with at least 6 hits and multiple home runs and multiple stolen bases in a game. Actually became the first player with at least 5 hits and multiple home runs and multiple stolen bases in the game, added another for good measure, became the 7th player in the history of baseball with 17 total bases in a game, became, listen to this one, prior to last night, he had 17 total bases last night with 2 stolen bases. Prior to last night, the record for most total bases in a multi-stolen base game was 11
wow.
by Kirk Gibson.
Yeah.
There are so many of these stats, obviously just it legitimately, you know, also the first leadoff hitter ever to have 10 RBI in a game. Like, you yep. could just go on and on.
By the way,
and on.
I don't think you said this one. I could be wrong. 6 hits.
Yeah, I said 6 hits. Yeah, the first
okay.
player
yeah.
ever to have 6 hits, 6 hits, multiple home runs, and multiple stolen bases in a game, or since 1901. So essentially the first player ever.
It's amazing. It's an all-timer. So look, here's the deal. And by the way, this guy's going to be, well, maybe, I should say, maybe the Phillies' problem in a month in the playoffs.
Well, also, real quick, Joe, just from a macro perspective, the yep. idea that this guy, it was like, all right, he can't pitch this year. Let's see what he could do just
yeah.
focusing on hitting. And he's like 51-51.
Well, could you
man.
Imagine if he had pitched in that game?
No.
I mean,
no.
He could
this
have.
Is why I said to you yeah. that he is the greatest baseball player we've ever seen, and it's just an inarguable fact. It doesn't matter what he does for the rest of his career.
I'm
just in terms of pure talent and watching on a night-to-night basis what this guy can do pitching and hitting, it's the greatest thing we've ever seen.
Well, the only distinction I'll make is I think what you're saying, James, is in a short period of time, you believe he's the best player, but obviously he's not the most accomplished.
Of course he's not the most accomplished. That's the point. I'm saying, but he is the most talented baseball player we've ever seen.
He's a better hitter than Barry Bonds?
No.
No, but
he's
a top 10 pitcher is my point. I'm saying the ability to be a 51-51 guy
and
a top 10 pitcher in baseball is the most talented thing we've ever seen.
How close is he to being Barry Bonds?
He's getting closer. I mean, Bonds was on a different level.
He's not
Bonds
that
also
close.
Has
is
the juice
crazy
going.
Thing,
so
yeah.
the juice also skews the whole thing. All right, here's the deal. In honor of Shohei, who's going to be a pain in the butt in October, who created the 50-50 club last night, and as James then said, created the 51-51 yeah. club, we'll ask you today, and we got Phillies tickets on the line where you can win tickets to the Phillies-Cubs game on Monday. It's a 6:40 start, and tickets are available at Phillies.com. For the Phillies tickets today at 215-592-9494, give us a notable club 51-51 has become a notable club. John Ritchie, when you think of, and there's so many ways to address a club, just going to leave that out there. John, when you think of a notable club, what hit you?
I'm going straight forward here, and I'm flying right at you, the camera,
club
because
hammer?
You know, you scoff at the really the validity of Mickey Mouse and how important he is in today's world.
Yes. That's a big one.
The Mickey Mouse Club is real, DeCamera, and children enjoy Mickey Mouse today every bit as much as they did in 1950.
You were good up
maybe
until
almost
that point.
As much as they did in 1950.
So John also takes, let me just say this, John takes a Mount Rushmore, bang!
Yeah, that was going to be my answer.
Double bang!
Now I'm scrambling.
I mean, you know, all right, Rhea, a club. I would personally prefer some of the haymakers stay out there for the audience, but we'll see.
You can find us in the club.
Yeah. In the club.
In the club.
In the club.
Said, I'm not even kidding. That was my second answer.
All right. We delay again. We go to Seltzer. Seltzer, a club.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Another big one. Devin, do you have a pivot?
A book series I used to read when I was younger, The Babysitter's Club.
Okay.
There you go.
Classic.
Look, there are big, big, big answers for clubs. Sometimes play on words, sometimes not. Give us a great answer. Whoever provides the best answer is going to win those Phillies tickets. I will refrain from answering the question just because I want to let people. I mean, okay, fine. Club Hammer.
Saturday, that's not a thing.
Saturday night at the Hammer's house. Well,
what?
It's an apartment.
We're never.
How
invited.
Many people are at the club?
It cannot fit more than about 22 people in my apartment. That's how it is. Really, 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 really tiny. And that would be people like having to be in the bathroom to fit. I'm not kidding. It's really small.
Yeah, and they all get a shot at the bidet.
They do, but with the door closed. It's
well, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, we it's not one of.
Are you
those
serious?
Parties.
This is a thing.
Well,
hold on.
I had one.
Have you
time,
done this before?
One time, I had my buddies over, and there were turns with the bidet.
Yeah, he told us this.
Oh, my God.
There were turns. There were turns. All right, 215-592.
You know how to party well.
Exactly. All right, what Kelsey said about the arena, we'll get to that soon. Let's talk to M right now. Good morning, M.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Great, M.
You ain't play your job. Good
Excuse
morning.
Me?
Thanks for joining. You ain't play your job. Good morning. Thanks for joining. Or whatever.
No, it's because we're out of the studio. So we don't have – I appreciate you trying to tee it up. When we're in the studio, we have that right in front of me, but at Borgata, it is not.
Oh, poor Sting.
Yeah.
So chicken's got 12 wings.
Huh? Well, there's that whole thing about how there's two in each part of the wing, and people were talking about that also, and it's, you know. But anyway.
But, Joe, that does not, that never leads to 12.
It does not lead to 12.
You know that.
I do know that. Unless you have
Trimese
twin chickens.
It never leads to 12.
Right? I mean, what if you have three chicken. Attached together?
No.
Oh, my God. No.
Trimese twin chickens. did you graduate?
I did a couple times. So I graduated from fifth grade, which I still wonder if there should have been a fifth grade graduation.
Graduated from fifth grade.
I graduated from eighth grade. I graduated from 12th grade, and
count.
I graduated from senior year of college. So I had four graduations.
How do you graduate from fifth grade?
Yeah, you ascend from five to six in the same school. You go lower school to middle school.
That's not a legitimate graduation.
No. Yeah!
Hey, James.
Yes.
James, can you hear me?
I can.
That was a great segue, right?
Em, you're having your own comedy routine here just by asking questions. I like this. All right, Em, what do you got on the sports scene?
I do, but 1 second, right? Because yesterday I was on the phone from 6:37 to 9:55 when y'all hung up, and I had the winning answer. And the winning answer was the 2020 graduation class due to COVID.
Yep.
And sure,
who or what got shortchanged?
Oh,
that
would have
won. I know. I told him that would have won.
That would have won.
Wow.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. So with the Taiwan thing, I told myself I'm new to baseball, right? Mm-hmm. But I told myself I wasn't going to watch because I'm already well-versed in the Taiwan thing. So, but, you know, I put myself through it. And with two outs and no hits, he still ended up giving up two runs in first.
Oh, it was brutal. And, Em, you summed it up really well for those that watched. Quote, I put myself through it.
Dude, it was so perfect.
That's
when
a great
he said
line,
that. I wish I hadn't have put myself through
that
it.
That is what the experience is like. All right, Em, give me a great answer here, a notable club.
Okay.
The Mile High.
Big one. Big to start.
You might win. After not winning yesterday, Mile High Club, you've got a shot for a winning answer right there. All right, 215. Let me ask you a question. What percentage of Americans do you think is in the Mile High Club? It's got to be under one.
Yeah, I was going to say like point something.
Is it above 0.1? Is it one in a thousand?
Whoa.
I would guess it's like, yeah, like point. I don't know. No, it's probably below 0.1,
it's
honestly.
Under one in a thousand. Under one in a thousand.
I think so, too.
That's ambitious.
It's probably one in, like, 50,000, if we're being honest.
I think you're right.
I think you might be under...
I don't think so, John.
Undervaluing people's explorativeness.
Well, you got some experience in this area?
I'm not saying I do.
Oh, okay.
I have a survey number on it.
What do you, what do you say, Ray? What do you say?
According to a survey, 5%.
No way.
I'm just saying
that's people lying and saying, yeah, I did it. Sure.
But a whopping 78% would like to.
Well, that probably seems a little low as well.
Yeah, exactly.
A little low. All right, 215-592-9494.